This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Donald Trump released the names of his economic advisory panel today. No women, a whole lot of white guys, most of whom don't fit the traditional political economic advisory team mold, namely being economists. Trump has gone with actual practitioners of market-based capitalism. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer took a look at how that might affect the candidate's economic policies.
There's a difference between businessmen and academic think-tanky big-picture economists, says Jared Bernstein.
Economic policy at the level of the White House is a completely different thing than Wall Street. You have to understand the nature of compromising with the other side. You have to know how budgets work.
Bernstein was chief economic advisor to Vice President Joe Biden. Henrietta Traes is a macroeconomic policy analyst at Height Securities. She says businessmen are much more focused on turning a profit than on the economy as a whole. Whereas an economist might take in all a president's priorities, a businessman might put the economy over, say, immigration, and tell the president
and make infrastructure your number one priority above and beyond, for instance, building a wall between the United States and Mexico.
But Traes also worries about conflicts of interest among the businessmen advisors. What if an economic policy is the right thing to do, but would pinch their profits? Another person who'd like to see more economists on Trump's team, Michael Strain of the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. But then again, he says,
the extent to which Mr. Trump is influenced by any of his circle of advisors, I think, is up in the air.
The Trump campaign says more names will be added to the list of economic advisors at, quote, later dates. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.